You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We're going to talk about the blessings of Christ, blessings in Christ. But alam niyo ba kung ano yung weather that we want to zero in today? Alam niyo ba? Huh? Sorry? Obviously, it's rainy, all right? Rainy season. Can we really expect the blessings of God in Christ during rainy season? Alam niyo ba kung ano yung rainy? Ano ba yung rainy? Ha? Ano sa Tagalog? Mali. Hindi nyo alam. Leader natin yan dito sa 5 PM. Pangalan niya, Rainy Saraspi. Yan po nagagawa ng singles. Pag galing ka singles retreat, okay, yung mga impartation po ng mga singles retreat natin. So, singles retreat natin. Alright, sorry. By the way, is this a Christian church? Oh yeah, it is a Christian church, and we just want to make sure that we're having fun during our preaching. Alright, we're going to talk about the rainy weather. Alright, let me ask you, how many of you had a good time every time you experienced rainy season like this season? Lift up your hands. Most of you are not. Are in total disagreement. Why? Iba kasi rito sa Metro East. Sa Marikina, sa Antipolo, sa Taytay, sa Cainta, sa Pasig. Pag dito ho tayo, inulan, anong nangyayari? Baha. Definitely. Alright, nababaho. Kaya ayaw nyo to, di ba? Ayaw nyo. Pero, you know what does it connote whenever you talk about rainy? It talks about the blessing of God. But nevertheless, di ba, what we don't want is, ayaw natin yung walang ulan. Imagine mo nila sa buong year, there will be no rain. Then this must not be Philippines. We're all used of experiencing rain. And we need rain. If there's no rain, imagine there will be dryness. We'll be in drought. It's just like our Christian walk. We're experiencing dryness. We can't live in dry season most of the time. We are not in a desert season. We are in a tropical season in the Philippines that we want to experience rain. But the point is, we don't want too much rain. What we want is just enough rain, not too much rain, am I right? Because if there's too much rain, there's floods. If there's too much rain, we're all going to destroy the crops, that the farmers, okay, will do such favor for us. That's why we get our rice and corn and everything else because of what they've done. We're all going to destroy all the crops here. And what else if there's too much rain? Baka Antipolo, bumaksak. Not really, but we don't want too much rain. But what we want is just enough rain. What does rain signify? Rain signifies the following. It signifies growth. It signifies abundance. A plant cannot grow a flower. You'll not be able to appreciate it apart from the sunny weather, combination of water, putting on in it, rainy season, experiencing those plants around us. We need rain because it signifies health. The significance of this is life and blessings. And God wants to make sure that we understand what is to experience in a time of rainy season. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 10, Paul mentioned, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. The whole letter of the book of Philippians emphasized the words rejoice or joy. Again, Paul was in prison. He was in chains. And yet when he wrote this, he was emphasizing, hey, look, in spite of what happened to me, in spite of all circumstance, there's still joy in me. I've never lost the joy of serving God. I've never lost the joy of walking with Jesus, no matter what the circumstance may take. And he mentioned he learned the contentment. He learned what contentment is. he learned what is to walk in every circumstance. Now, here's the thing in verse 11, in other translation, it says here, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have," he said. "I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything." How many of you here, maybe you're the kind of person who's living, growing up, you're living in poverty. We cannot set aside the fact that here in the Philippines, there are people who live in a poverty level. And God is concerned not just in our spiritual needs, but also in our everyday needs. But here's a guy telling the church, "Hey, look, I learned how to be content no matter what, no matter whether in need, in want. At the same time, if I have in plenty," here's what he's saying, "that has never been a problem to me." Riches in plenty, or maybe in want. What he was saying, "Hey, look, I'm cool. I'm okay. Don't mind me. I can walk in this Christianity. It will never harm me. It will never put such great effect in my relationship with God with all the circumstance that may go in my life." Are you here with me? He learned to be content in every circumstance. He said, "I know how to live in almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with full stomach or empty, with plenty or little." What is the Lord telling us as we walk with Christ? We got to learn how to live in contentment. If we're not living, if we're not going to live in contentment, here's what's going to happen. Instead of being contented, guess what? There's an opposite spirit lurking, working in us. And the word is covetousness. That you want to get everything you want. You want greed. That you're not satisfied. You're not contented. And how many of you, somehow deep within you, there's that kind of attitude that you want. Meron ka na nga, gusto mo pa. Mas mahigit pa. Gadgets, meron ka na iPhone, gusto mo pa, may Samsung ka pa. May Mac ka na nga eh, the latest one, bago. Ngayon may darating na naman na Apple, the latest Mac computer, and you want that. You just bought this new thing in you, and there's another model, a new model, and you're saying, "I better sell this for me to get this." That's a guy, that cat over there knows how to live in contentment. He doesn't need any kind of computer. He just wants that kind of computer. And here's the definition of contentment, just to let you know. What is contentment? Content means to be sufficient, to be possessed or sufficient or have sufficient strength, to be strong. That's what contentment is. You're having this contentment while you're not strong enough. You're following what you feel. This is what I want. I don't have this. Mood swings. We don't go how we feel. We live by faith. We look at the perspective of God rather than our perspective. To be enough for a thing. To be satisfied with. How many of you here has a car and just today you have a hard time parking? Pero ba dito, you have a hard time parking? How many of you on your way here, one way or the other, attending church, you don't want to be late, but you're driving in a car and yet, may nakita kang, di ba, may nakita kang parking sa'yo na dapat. Biglang naunahan ka. Di ba, gusto pa awahin. Teka, nauna ako eh. O kaya tapos, nakakuha ka ng parking, pero ang layo talaga yung tipong aakyat ka pa. Maglalakad ka pa na napakalayo para makapunta rito sa service natin. You know what? I believe we need to learn how to be contented. I want us to watch the video and learn from this. Dapat gano'n, oh, di ba? Dapat gano'n tayo ka-appreciative kay Lord. Alam niyo ba kami rito, papunta pa lang dito, nagpe-pray na kami, Lord, give us a parking. Dapat pag nakakita kayo, tipong, pasalamat ka, buti nga may parking ka. Buti nga meron ka, di ba? Pero marami sa atin, hindi. Para ang dami nating discontentment, tapos ang dami nating, di ba, sinasabi, hindi tayo, ang dami nating puro tayo complain, sinisisi natin, napakaya, talagang yung management dito, talagang sobrang hindi effective, efficient. May alam yata akong gano'n, parang nagre-reklamo. Ha? Here's what the Word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing to the world, and we can take nothing of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. How many of you can eat three times a day, and at the same time you could wear, okay, from time to time, different kinds of clothes? The Bible says, godliness with contentment, that's one thing that you have, that you're okay. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of what? Money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. God wants us to be rich. In fact, that's not my statement in life for me to get rich. If you have Christ, you are rich. And God knows how to prosper you. But the point is that your heart beats for the material blessings here on earth, with all the promotions, with all the accolades, the prosperity. And yet you just can lose it just like a snap of a finger. The Bible says all the things that you have, you cannot bring it to heaven. What's temporary is everything that you see around us here in this world that you cannot bring it to eternity. Because anything about eternity is something to do with your relationship with God. Are you here with me? Contentment is a natural wealth. Socrates says, it's a natural wealth. Luxury is artificial poverty. What are we saying here, Mark? Are you against riches? No, I'm not. In fact, guess what? God wants to provide for all your needs. God wants to make you rich. It's a done deal for you to have Christ in you. Everything else boils down to, si Lord ang bahala sa atin. God knows how to prosper you. He knows exactly your need for next year and your need for the next 2 years and your need for the next 5 years. If you're a single guy here, if you're a single lady here, guess what? God knows exactly the right person and He's preparing you for that right person. Why? Because God wants to take care of His children. Can you say amen? Pag nagkakagulo kayo mga singles, para tinitingnan yung katabi nyo, nagkakaturoan pa kayo. God wants to provide for us. Benjamin Franklin says, content makes poor men rich. Content makes poor men rich. Discontent makes rich men poor. Here's the thing. I was so amazed with Paul when he wrote this. He says, I don't just have contentment. I have joyful contentment. When he was writing this, he was sharing this to the guy. He said, look, it is possible for you in this world, whatever circumstance that you face, to have the joy in your heart and still be content. Question is, what was Paul's secret of living in joyful contentment? Whether in need or in plenty, that's not the whole point. But guess what? The world tells you, wala kang ganito, kailangan mo may ganyan ka. Hindi ka mayaman, wala kang pangalan, sorry ka na lang, may ganyan ka ba, may kotse ka ba, may ganito ka ba signature clothes, wala kang ganito, wala kang iPhone. Ano ba yan? That's how the world dictates on us. At the same time, people who doesn't have this self-pity on themselves. Uy, mahirap lang ako eh. Ganito lang talaga kami. That should not be the case.
Here's what Paul is saying. He look, whatever your circumstances, whether in need or in plenty, have the joyful contentment. And here are the following secrets. How many of you know wants to know Paul's secrets here? Living a joyful contentment. You want this? Number one, here's what it says. Philippians chapter 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Most of us would quote the scripture, pag nanghihina tayo, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Kinu-quote natin yan, hindi po ba? But you know, the original meaning of this refers to if you're having problems and you are in lack, something's not right, you're learning how to be discontent, well, here's what Paul says. Here's the secret. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Number one, God, if Paul's secret is his God, then it can also be our secret. Number one, God is our strength through Christ. God is our strength through Christ. Question is, who is your strength? Where do you get your strength? Money? Pag wala ka ng pera, tapos ka na. Apektado na yung buhay mo. Where do you get your strength? In fact, it's not a matter of us doing all things. We will not be able to do all things in this world apart from the strength of Christ. Let me say that again. If you think you're strong enough, you're not. You'll not be strong enough as compared to what Christ has done for us when he gives you the kind of strength that we need. And that's why we're strong on the basis of Christ working through us. Are you here with me? Paul wasn't eager to get rich. That was not his intention to live. He was already rich in Christ because of the strength that comes from Christ. We got to learn the secret of becoming content in every manner. Why? Because God is our source. God is our strength. In times of our need, in times of weakness, in times of struggle, whatever situation or problems that you face every single day, as if, boy, I want to give up. Nobody knows this. Pag nandito ka sa church, kala mo, lakas-lakas mo, pero pagdating mo sa bahay, pagdating sa opisina, pagdating sa everyday living, God knows that you're weak. And sometimes you're crying out. I have a good news for you. The secret is walking in the strength of God through Christ Jesus. Can you say amen? I've met people who wants to get rich. They've never been contented with money. I've known people who are millionaires. They would go to us, come to us and ask for advice. And these rich people, I have just one question. Here's my question to those of you who are rich. And those of you who wants to get rich. How much is enough? How much is enough? People will give everything they got, all efforts, all energy, for them to be on top, for them to reach that kind of goal, that kind of amount, that kind of quota. And sometimes they've lose the edge. They've lose that walk in Christ. And instead of focusing on Christ's strength, they focus on their abilities and not in Christ. Question is, how much is enough? Hanggang kailan matatapos to? Pagpapayaman. Sa totoo lang, kung gusto talaga tayo para payamanin ni Lord, kaya ni Lord eh, pero hindi natin kaya eh. Gusto mo yumaman? Bakit? Magkano? Pagmayaman ka na, pagkandami mo na kwarta, pera, kalimutan mo na si Lord. And most of us, I believe we don't have the character yet. That's why God is molding us. He's molding your character. He wants you to be content. By the time that all the riches comes in place, you will not think of getting rich, but being a blessing towards others. That all the riches, all the things that you have, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Christ. And it belongs to somebody else. Are you here with me? It's not yours, the shirt that you're wearing. It's yours. That's God's. All the money that you have in the bank, that's not yours, my friend. You're not going to bring it to heaven. Maybe it's for somebody else. How much is enough? We got to learn the secret of being content. How? God is our strength in plenty, in want. Lord, it doesn't matter. Hindi ako mabubulag sa kayamanan. Hindi ako mabubulag sa promotion. Lord, I'll resist of becoming prideful. I resist of becoming blind of the things of this world. But I'm gonna be focused on you and you alone, because apart from your strength, I am nobody here in this world. Are you here with me? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Here's another secret of Paul. He says, "And my God will meet all your what? Needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Sarap dito. Woo! And my God will meet. Woo! All your needs. Folks, name it. What are your needs? Present it to God. Lord, hindi lang 10, 20. Lord, 50 pa. Lord, 100. Question. Do you have the character of contentment when God will surprise you with all the riches that he has in store for you? God is our source and he is our loan provider. Can you say amen? If you think it's not something to do with the banks, the interest rates, the economy, well, who's the God of the economy? Jesus is. And Paul learned the secret. He said, "I don't have any problems. I thank God for you, Philippi church, because God used you to provide for my needs." You know, a time will come, ladies and gentlemen, a time will come when every person who belongs to the church will have no problems as far as needs are concerned. Why? You have a need, I have this, I give it to you. I have a need, you have this, you give it to me. We'll supply for one another's needs. A time will come that the government is not the answer, but the church is the answer. Why? Because we have a God who is the source, who's a faithful provider, whatever needs you got. Listen to this. Second is, God is our supplier in Christ. He will meet all our needs. He is the supplier, our provider. I tell you something. We had a hard time complying for the 800 seating capacity. We had to comply with the building code. It's a struggle. I want to submit to you, we're the only ones in church and Victory who doesn't comply with the 800 seating capacity. Every one of them. Paminsan yung mga former pastors po natin, naasar ako, nag-aasaran kami paminsan. Grabe ka naman, hindi ka man nag-comply 800. Ano yung bang malak? We're carrying that burden. We're praying every single Sunday that there will be no earthquake. That there will be no kind of hazards that will happen to us. No bombs, no kind of whatever fire out there. Isang tao lang sisigaw rito. Sunog! Baka mag-stampede tayo. Kaya ito ba, di ba, ang dami nakatayo one time dito sa service natin. It was hard for us to comply with this. But you know what? We present everything to God. We're getting this place. If you've seen this place, this KFC, and La Cidia Bayon, in front of that, we're supposed to get that. But there's an opposition who doesn't want us to rent that place. We're ready to renovate that place for you, for us to cater for our people's needs, for you, for those people who need to get saved. We were carrying that burden. We would go to God and plead with God and say, "God, help us with this." We have to comply. We have to tell you, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have to comply. We are a church." Imagine church ka tapos hindi ka nagko-comply sa government rules and regulations. Think about that. You can't do that. But God has a plan. He's letting us know no one is a provider except Him. He opens a door, Cinema 7. I don't know why. With the same amount. When we started Victory Metro East 5 years ago. 5 years na ba tayo? 4 years ago. 4 years ago. The same amount. When we had that Cinema 4 rented, same amount as that place for us. Where do we get the money? Not me. My God is. My God shall supply all our needs in glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Who is your supplier? Who is your provider? God is. Here's the bottom line. Glorious riches in Christ. I'm not rich. The church isn't rich. But Jesus is. Jesus is more than enough for all our needs. Can you say amen to that? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 to 11 says, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of righteousness. Verse 11, you'll be made rich in every way. That's what the word of God, you will be made rich. Do you believe that? Yes. But guess what? He's the supplier of seed. But we gotta learn how to sow. We gotta learn how to be generous. You'll be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Folks, God is a faithful provider. I don't know where we all got these lights, the sound system, this very place. When we started Victory Metro East, the funds, zero. It took us millions of pesos to build this place. You know what we have? Not money in the bank. We have Christ. We have Jesus to supply for our needs. When we started this Christianity, I don't know for you, but the Lord used people. The Lord used someone to provide for my own car. We've never told anyone about our need for a car. But the Lord provide for our car. I believe God wants to let you know that you can move in contentment if you learn the secret of knowing Christ as your sole provider. Can you say amen? Last but not the least, the last secret of Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 23. Sabi po ni Paul, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Number 3, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. His grace is sufficient. I'd like to submit to all of you, everything that evolves in this world simply because of God's grace. Everything is all a matter of God's grace. And the reason why there's grace is because of Christ. When he came into the picture, that's where grace started. And Paul learned to be content in every economic setting where he finds himself saying, I have the power through Christ to enjoy life no matter what comes in the way. We can all resist the temptation. We can all resist the offers of this world, but started to focus on Christ and his purpose. If we only get this and know the secret of being content, that Christ is our strength, that Christ is our provider, that the gracious hand of God through Christ was given to us. Folks, listen, whatever would stand in our way, we will be unstoppable. Why? Because the grace of God is enough. It is sufficient for everything that we need. Whether money, wisdom, power of healing, whatever you need in your own bodies, in your own strength, in your business, with your children, with your own marriages. The Lord is saying, my grace is enough. My grace is sufficient. what Paul was saying, the bottom line is this: Jesus plus nothing. If you have this in your heart, Jesus plus nothing equals everything. To put it all together, my friends, Jesus is more than enough. Jesus is more than enough. That is why we can be living in contentment. It is possible not to grumble. It is possible not to complain. Posible hindi yung nag-iinit yung ulo natin. Nadi-discourage tayo, nadi-disappoint tayo, na-frustrate tayo. Posible, brothers and sisters, if we have what Paul was saying, the grace of God is sufficient. Why? Because Jesus is more than enough. You know why Jesus is more than enough? Well, I tell you why. In Philippians 4:18, we mention about the last sentence. It says, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. Paul was saying, the gifts that was given to me, just want to know, I appreciate it so much that the Lord supplied for my needs. The Lord has been my strength. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. The term fragrant offering was mentioned in the book of Leviticus, referring to, in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, that says, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Paul was thankful because there was a church that God used to supply for his needs. But today, listen, we're all going to be thankful because of what Christ has done. The sacrificial offering, fragrant aroma to God, was Jesus himself when he gave himself for us, suffering, enduring the cross, went on the cross in our behalf. So the Bible will tell us, though Christ was rich, he became poor for your sake. And because of what Christ has done, when you put your full trust in him, not on our own works, but what Christ has done on the cross, the finished work of Christ, listen, that's the key. That Jesus is more than enough in our lives. That we will be content, whatever the circumstance. Why? It's because of Jesus Christ, who went on the cross in our behalf. Folks, Jesus gave himself to be the fragrant aroma, a sacrificial offering, so that we could have the strength that we don't deserve. We could have the provision that we don't deserve. We could have the grace that we don't deserve. And the reason why you're alive today is because of that grace. We can all receive the blessing of Christ, no matter what the circumstance is. Why is that? Because Jesus is more than enough. Can you say amen? Can we just give Jesus a round of applause? I want to pray for some of us here today. Maybe you're wondering in your faith. Maybe you're here today and you've lost track. Maybe you're the kind of person who doesn't have Christ in your life. And maybe this is your first time, second time, I don't know. But all I know is this, to the fact that you hear this message, God knows you and God loves you and God wants to forgive you. He wants to give you the kind of life that you don't deserve. That's why Jesus went on the cross for you and for our sakes. If you're here today, we just bow our heads right now all across the place. If you're struggling right now, you're struggling in discontent, you're still living for yourselves as if dami mong ambisyon, hindi natupad. Eh kasi nga, you're not living for Christ. Paminsan tayo lang yun. Paminsan ikaw lang yun, yung gusto mo, pero hindi yung bottom line eh. Hindi yung bakit nabubuhay si Paul eh. He showed what kind of life that we should live. And that's to live a life of joyful contentment that we can find in Christ. If you're here today and you know that you need to have contentment, you know that you need not just contentment, but having the joy. Even though you're in lack, may joy ka pa rin. Umaalak ka pa rin. Natutuwa ka pa rin kasi nga hindi naman tayo nabubuhay para sa mga nakikita natin eh. Nabubuhay tayo dahil kay Lord. Salamat tayo, nabubuhay pa tayo. Dahil may purpose pa si Lord sa buhay natin. If you're here today and you're saying, Lord, I want contentment. Can I pray for you? I just want to pray for some of you while every heads are bowed down and eyes closed. Please don't look around. Just bow our heads. If that's you, would you lift up your hands right now and say, that's me, Pastor. Just pray for me today for contentment. I've been complaining. I've been grumbling. God knows my heart. As if I would just want more, but I know this is not God's will. I've been struggling and really wrestling with God. So lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, I just thank you for all these people whose hands are lifted up. You know who they are. I just pray. Thank you for their humility. Thank you for their honesty. Thank you, Lord God, that truly you love them and you care for them. And Lord God, thank you. Even as you provide for us, Lord, you will provide for them. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that let their lives be in tune with your strength. We have strength through Christ. You are our provider, Lord Jesus. That's why you've become fragrant offering, aroma, Lord God, reaching to God, that we could reach God simply because of you. Lord, just thank you, Lord God, for every person whose hands are lifted up. And while your hands are lifted up, if you're here, also want to pray for you. If you're believing God for something and you want God to provide for you, there's a specific need that you're asking God for. And you're asking, Lord God, I cannot do it on my strength. I just need you. I just need you to come because as the word says, my God shall supply all my needs. If you have any kind of need, would you also lift up your hands? I want to pray for you, whatever needs you have in. Would you lift up your hands? Thank you, Lord God. Father, I just pray for every person, Lord God, that we will have contentment. We will have a joyful contentment. At the same time, Lord God, I pray that whatever needs we have, Lord, you know, before a need would arise, you already know what it is. That's why, Lord God, we're coming to you. We're asking you, Lord God, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven and provide for every need. Even as you provide, Lord God, I know you will provide even beyond our needs so that we will be generous, we will be a blessing. But Lord God, I just pray that you forgive us for all our selfishness. Forgive us for not walking with you in the right way. Forgive us for not being right. Our hearts are not being right. Help us to be generous just like you did. Lord, thank you for your grace that is sufficient today. Pour out your power, Lord. Pour out your power in all of us who are here today. Lord, I pray that you strengthen your people once and for all because you are our strength, you are our provider, and you are the grace of God that we need. Father, thank you for what you're about to do. Even as we celebrate Father's Day, you are our Heavenly Father. And you care for your children. And you will provide, Lord, for every children in the house today in the name of Jesus.